That's a good one. Well, let's start with that good one. Now, of course, what we want to learn from this exercise is we want to both see what a giraffe-sounding gratitude, how to make these three things clear. And we want to have some additional consciousness about what is the cause of the fuel shortage. Why is there not the gratitude being expressed that's critical if we are to really live in harmony with what I think we human beings were meant to live in harmony with? So you go to this person and you go through telling them about the exercise and you say that I'd like to read for you what I would have liked to have heard but didn't, and then let's hear what it sounds like.
I feel very grateful that you took care of my son as if he were your own during the time you were with his father, because that really met my need for his safety and well-being.
Seems to me those three things are pretty powerful, pretty clear. So you ask this person, could you tell me what kept you from saying that? And the person says,
I was afraid that you would think I was giving you permission to take over the care of my son and that I would lose control of what happened to my son.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes, this is very much, wouldn't be at all surprising to John Powell, who wrote the book The Secret of Staying in Love. John Powell is a psychologist and Jesuit priest at Loyola University, and his earlier book, Why Am I Afraid to Tell You Who I Am, documents what a struggle it was for him, given his cultural background and his training as a priest, how difficult it was to come to a language of honesty, to be able to say what's alive in you, and especially how much trouble he had expressing pain, you see. Well, in his book, The Secret of Staying in Love, by the time he wrote that book, he had learned how to express his pain, and he had learned the blessing of getting that out and talking about it and getting empathy from it. And a lot of his pain was in relation to his father. He carried it for much of his life, and it just stayed in there. And then he learned how to get in touch with it and talk about the pain and get empathy from it and get relieved from it. And then he found out he had so much gratitude toward his father. But by then his father was dead. So he was really mourning in the book. How sad to have not known how to deal with the pain and then, because of that, be blocked at being able to express the gratitude. So it sounds like that's what you're guessing here. This person was in so much pain and fear that they might lose something precious to them, that they couldn't get in touch with the gratitude of all that you had done for the child. And I'd say this is one of the most frequent causes of the fuel shortage, that if we don't know how to deal with our pain, then the gratitude cannot come sincerely. And a lot of people don't know how to deal with the pain, so the gratitude gets smothered behind the pain.
Can you give me another example of that?
Another example of where, like, take many of our work settings. An employer and a manager is so frightened of what's going to happen if production doesn't increase. Works in constant fear because he's being judged by production of the department. When a person's in that kind of fear, how can he sincerely express gratitude for the contributions that other people are making? Or I'll give you a painful example. At the dinner table one time when my son, my youngest son, I don't know how old he was, maybe 9 or 10, he said to me, he was in he was pretty irritated because I had left 3 stick-em notices on his room identifying things he hadn't done that I would have liked him to have done. And so at the table he was saying, have you ever noticed, Dad, how good you are at finding out what doesn't get done, but you don't notice what does get done? See, And I got really annoyed with him. Why did I get annoyed with him? He was right. He was bringing something to my attention that was very painful, how much I had been, my consciousness, shaped by the jackal culture, you see. To always look at how you could have done it better, never to celebrate how you have enriched life, you see. Is this giving you any more clarity or not?